one goes to a Miss Helen P. Miller, the Dixon Public Library there in Dixon, Illinois. Dear Miss Miller, my brother did see that your letter reached me. And first of all, let me thank you for all that you did with the news people in my behalf. Thank you also for the snapshot. We were delighted to have it. But really, you touched a nerve with your letter and opened the door on a great deal of nostalgia and warm memories. You asked, what did the Nixon Library mean to me? I haven't seen the new addition to the building, but I remember with great warmth the old stone building, and I believe I was probably as regular a patron as the library ever had. And I'm speaking about a time that began when I was about 10 years old. I can barely remember a time in my life that I didn't know how to read. As a matter of fact, I was a family mystery in that I had learned to read before I entered first grade. Anyway, the joy of reading has always been with me. Indeed, I can't think of greater torture than being isolated in a guest room or a hotel room without something to read. But beginning at about age 10, I would make what to me was a long trek on foot. In the evening, after dinner, we called it supper then, down Hennepin Avenue, past South Central School, up the hill, and across the street to the library. I would usually take out two books, and I made those trips at least once a week, and sometimes more often. I didn't go with a specific book in mind, and I would prowl for lengthy periods up and down the racks of books there in the library. I, of course, did all the books that a boy that age would like. The Rover Boys, Frank Merriwell at Yale, Horatio Alger, discovered Edgar Rice Burroughs, and read all the Tarzan books. And I am amazed at how few people I meet today who never knew that Burroughs also was an introduction to science fiction with his John Carter, Warlord of Mars, and the other books that he wrote about John Carter and his frequent trips to the strange kingdoms to be found on the planet Mars. Then came all of Zane Grey, Mark Twain, and others. Every once in a while, a kindly librarian would nudge me into things she thought would be helpful and not only enjoyable but profitable for me to read. When we moved to the north side of the river, then my walk was across the Galena Avenue Bridge and through town to the library. The library was really my house of magic. Now and then, I would take a foray upstairs to the Indian Museum, where I was fascinated with the artifacts, and at that time, the full-length birch bark canoe. But mainly, it was the books, and I can assure you, the love of books still stays with me. And I have a library of my own now, of which I'm very proud. But it all started there, in, as I say, my house of magic, the Dixon Public Library. I can remember those evenings, the long walk both ways, but the great pleasure of finding the two books that I would take home and that I would consume in something less than a week. Thank you again for your very kind letter.